Connecticut takes step closer to banning online sweepstakes. A bill aiming to prohibit lottery courier services and online sweepstakes casinos has advanced in the Connecticut Senate. SB 1235 cleared the Connecticut Senate's General Law Committee with a 22-0 vote in March. Late last month, the Judiciary Committee also passed it with a unanimous vote of 37-0. The legislation will now go before the full Senate floor after getting approval from the Legislative Commissioner's Office earlier this week. Under the legislation, conducting or promoting sweepstakes involving simulated gambling devices or facilitating online gaming and sports wagering would be illegal. However, the bill includes an exemption for retail grocery chains to operate sweepstakes with simulated gaming devices, provided the sweepstakes is tied to grocery sales and offers prizes that aren't redeemable for cash. Regarding ticket courier services, the bill's language is straightforward. No person shall operate a ticket courier service in this state. SB 1235 also elevates the offense of operating an illegal gambling business to a Class D felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Judging from the overwhelming support the measure has received so far, it is highly likely that it will be approved by the Senate and move forward to the House. While the Connecticut legislative session is set to conclude on June 4, there is no specific deadline for Senate bills to be sent to the House for consideration. Backed by the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, the bill gives the department oversight of gaming licensees and empowers the state to confiscate simulated gaming devices used in sweepstakes or promotional drawings. New rules for sports betting and gaming ads. In addition to sweepstakes and courier ban, the proposal would permit wagering on Connecticut college teams in tournaments featuring at least four teams, where the bet depends on the outcome of all tournament games. If no Connecticut college teams remain in the tournament, betting on individual games will be allowed from that point onwards. SB 1235 would also allow betting on boxing and mixed martial arts, provided it doesn't violate other restrictions on illegal gambling. The bill also imposes new limits on gambling ads to protect minors and vulnerable residents from targeted ads and misleading marketing practices. It also empowers the governor to negotiate and enter into agreements with other states to allow multi-jurisdictional peer-to-peer games like poker, blackjack, and slots.